Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Joe Sierwinski on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Lawiza County naturalist Lana Arts McComb about the Lawiza County Conservation Halloween Hike. The Halloween hike is next Saturday, the 8th, so what can you tell me about it?
The Halloween hike is a chance to get out with families with children of all ages. We stay away from anything scary, and instead we go towards things that are educational and usually a little bit fun and silly about nature. And so this year's hike theme is Stuck on You, and it's all about the plants and animals out in nature that survive by sticking onto something else. And so we have it set up with hikes that leave every 10 minutes, starting at 6:30 p.m., and you are led by a guide down a trail at Virginia Grove Recreation Area, and you stop along the way, and some lovely volunteer actors do skits about these various plants and animals that like to stick on us.
How did you decide on that particular theme?
Oh, I enjoy the silliness very much, and I think talking about some of the stuff that annoys us a little bit, but in a silly way, can help us understand about those things that might annoy us during the summer, like ticks, like cockleburrs that get stuck in your tennis shoes. It's nice to understand why those objects are out there in nature.
Why do you feel like programs like this are important for the public?
I think it's great to remember that environmental education and nature education doesn't have to come in the form of a formal classroom program. It's great to get members of the community to help with our skits, to help put on the hike, and then do their part to educate and inform other members of the community, but in a more fun and non-traditional way.
You've done Halloween hikes in the past, correct? Well, maybe
correct.
Not you, but the conservation board.
Yes, yep, they've done it, oh my goodness, since at least 1991, maybe? We're
okay.
Going on a long tradition of Halloween hikes.
All right, and what's the like typical turnout for this type of thing?
I know that most years we end up with a waiting list, so that would be at least over 10 hikes that are completely and totally full, and we can take at least 25 people per hike. So we usually have a very strong turnout.
All right, so that's kind of why registration is required?
Exactly. We ask for registration, and then what we do when you register, we assign you your hike time so that you don't have to come at 6:30 p.m. and then not be able to leave for your hike until 7:30. When you register, we'll give you your time, and then you'll arrive just a little bit early. We have hot chocolate and cocoa and cookies available for people while they're waiting for their hike or at the very end of their hike. And then that way we don't overwhelm Virginia Grove Recreation Area with all of the cars. So we just have people cycling in and out as the evening progresses.
Is there anything else that you'd like to let people know about the Halloween hike?
It's going to be a fantastic year, and we have our actors working very hard on their skits, so it would be great to have a strong turnout of individuals ready to learn about all of the sticky plants and animals that are out there.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Lana Arts McComb. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Joe Sierwinski with KCII News.